AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden announces a new COVID-19 vaccination goal.
Our goal by July 4th is to have 70% of adult Americans with at least one shot and 160 million Americans fully vaccinated. That means giving close to 100 million shots, some first shots, other second shots, over the next 60 days.
The president telling those who have yet to be vaccinated to consider the choices they're making.
It's life and death. And I hope everyone knows within themselves, it makes the choice that it's going to help them and their loved ones be safe.
Detroit is one of the cities seeing a lot of people with a deep reluctance to getting the shots.
So far, only about 31% of Detroit residents eligible for vaccinations have received at least one dose.
Hello, hello. Passing out COVID-19 vaccination information.
Supervisor Anthony Brinson says there's a lot of misinformation.
When they know the facts, I think it'll help get them out.
Various campaigns are also underway in Black and other communities of color. Mecca Shabazz is not vaccinated.
Everybody, when it first came out, had we about to get it right now. I just probably going to wait.
Some in Nicola Sproker's family got vaccinated.
They've gotten a little bit sick from it and stuff, you know. So I'm saying, is it worth it? Or not, you know, I really don't know.
Victoria Covari with the mayor's office in Detroit says,
we're going to knock on every residential door in this city.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The Center for Public Integrity finds workers in the lowest paid jobs, childcare, gas station clerks, security guards, are often cheated out of pay they deserve by their employers. Temple University law professor Jennifer Lee.
It's something that is absolutely prevalent, right, among workers, particularly low-wage workers.
In 2019, the Labor Department found at least 8,500 employers underpaid workers by some $287 million. This is AP News. Hyundai recalls vehicles for problems that could lead to engine fires.
Hyundai has announced recalls for more than 390,000 vehicles in the U.S. and Canada due to two different fire dangers. 203,000 Santa Fe Sport SUVs from 2013 through 2015 are being recalled because brake fluid can leak into the anti-lock brake computer and cause an electrical short that can lead to fires. Owners are being told to park those vehicles outdoors away from structures until repairs are made. The other recall is for nearly 187,000 2019 and 2020 Elantras and 2019 through 2021 Konas and Velosters, all with 2-liter engines. Piston rings on those vehicles may not have been properly heat treated. I'm Mike Gracia.
A federal tax judge rules in favor of Michael Jackson's estate, finding that the IRS's $482 million estimate of the value of his assets and image was more than four times its actual value. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.